This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's first event after arriving in Tokyo was a reception with several dozen Japanese and American business leaders at the U.S. ambassador's residence. VOA's Steve Harmon was there.
Trump began his visit with a 15-minute speech to several dozen top Japanese business leaders. He told them he hopes their two countries will soon reach a new trade pact to offset the big trade imbalance in Tokyo's favor.
Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much.
The president is to attend a banquet with the new emperor, golf with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding what has been nicknamed the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.
Before playing golf with Prime Minister Abe, the president tweeted that he is not concerned about North Korea's recent missile tests, saying North Korea fired off some small weapons which disturbed some people, but not me. He said he had confidence that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will, in his words, keep his promise to me. Vice President Mike Pence was at West Point for graduation on Saturday. Shelley Adler has more.
The main speaker was Vice President Mike Pence, who talked about a milestone at the military academy.
The class of 2019 is the most diverse class in the history of the United States Military Academy.
The 2019 cadets include 34 black women and 223 females, both all-time highs among the graduating class of more than 980.
Among you are three Fulbright scholars, three Marshall scholars, an NRA second team All-American, and star athletes who led West Point to six Patriot League champions this year and beat Navy for the third year in a row.
AP's Shelley Adler reporting.